And just in time for Halloween week, WKAR's Peter Wharf brings us this monstrous tale.
Yes, there really are monsters. Some of them grow in Michigan. At ground zero for southeastern Michigan competitive extreme pumpkin growing stands a man who knows where he's going and where he's from. John Harnicka.
From Dundee, Michigan. Lifelong resident. And I've been farming from a very young age, and we've been raising pumpkins for the last 22 years.
At first, I was deceived by John Harnicka's gentle ways and humble demeanor. Then I found out when it was that the great pumpkin claimed John's world.
Back in 2001, used to, when my kids were really little, we grew a few pumpkins for them and always tried to get, you know, something a little bigger. We'd get something, you know, maybe 100, 200, or 300 pounds, and, you know, I was kind of hooked after that.
In the bloodlust sport that is competitive pumpkin growing, there are triumphs and soul-sucking defeats. Again, John Harnicka.
You know, I had some success, and then I had some failures, and last 4 or 5 years I've really tried, you know, worked a lot harder at it this year. Probably worked the most at it that I ever have, and had good luck, got lucky, you know, and did some good things, and had a very successful year.
I asked Harnicka if he would publicly reveal even one of his close-kept cultivation confidences, and was surprised by his response.
It takes Atlantic giant seed to grow one that big. It takes genetics to start out. The soil has to be right. We do a whole lot with our soil to make real good organic matter, bring the levels up to, you know, where they have nutrients, where they need to be.
And I was shocked to hear John reveal one of the most fatal weak spots of this no-holds-barred blood sport.
The biggest thing is definitely fungal diseases, whether through the soil or foliage, and, you know, bad pathogens in the ground, and insects. I mean, that's, you've got to baby these things from insects and, like I said, diseases from the time they're babies.
Babes indeed. I wondered, is John a pumpkin panderer?
You don't want to get too much harsh chemicals on them, so to speak, when they're babies. You got to keep them things covered up, especially from the time they're babies. Something happened when the plant was a little thing, and it don't express itself until all your hard work down the road.
So how did John Harnicka fare? This year, for a few glorious moments, John Harnicka stood atop the Everest of his world.
My biggest one this year was 1,865 pounds. My second biggest one was 1,655 pounds. I had another 1,312, and I actually lost two. I actually lost a bigger one back. It was bigger than my biggest one. It was, I never had one go so stupid as this.
But one man stood in John Harnicka's way of the pumpkin and the squash. Mark Clements.
Mark Clements. Yep, he had a very good year. He actually, his longboard ended up beating my 132. He was actually just shy of the world record, you know, and it was like that. He called me one day and wondered if I would give him any tips, because I had held the state record for about 5 years at 129 inches, and I'm like, well, sure I will. I mean, you already got me beat. I'm like, why wouldn't I help you try the Jeep? I was hoping he'd get the world record. He did well this year. He knocked it out of the park.
Mark Clements, the Holly, Michigan handyman and rival guru of gourds. No love lost between these two warriors.
Probably 98% of us will share stuff with each other. I mean, there's lots of things. There's no secret, you know, and other things, well, you know, some things are talked about, tried, and, you know, I got no problem sharing. It's like, you know, and most people I share with, they'll share something else with, and some people go at it a little more for blood, and it ain't my style. I, you know, if I can, somebody ask me an honest question, I'm going to give them an honest answer. That's just how I am.
I wondered what inner demons wrestled with Mark Clements to bring out his killer instinct.
We have different personalities and different ideas, but yeah, we're all kind of one in goal, our goals.
Mark Clements then shared the chilling blow-by-blow description of what took place in this year's Pumptagon. The following scene may be disturbing to more sensitive listeners.
Actually, I weighed in a 1,768-pound pumpkin like 3 weeks ago, and it took the state record. Then a week later, John Harnica weighed in 1,865 and took my state record back. All right, or took it. And then the next day, Don Barron from LaSalle, Michigan, drove to New York, weighed in a 1,916-pound pumpkin and took the state record from John Harnica. And then a week later in Campbell, Ohio, my pumpkin, which I've named Tiny Swetsonega, weighed in at 1,947.5 pounds and has now secured the Michigan state record for the season.
What happens to these men willing to go to any length to win? I thought, it must go way back.
I've always loved gardening since I was a child. And it's more the gardening effect of being out getting dirty and working the soil. And that's what it is all for me, you know. There's other growers that were right behind me. I just managed to be the fortunate one that ended up on top.
I talked with John from Dundee yesterday.
John Harnick is a very good friend of mine. I was just talking to him last night on the phone. We were talking. And he held the state record long gourd, 129 inches. And then he set a new record of 132 a couple weeks ago. Well, the lucky bum I am, I grew 138.5-inch long gourd this year. The second long.
John Harnica and Mark Clements say they'll grow again in 2015, no matter the cost. For Current State, I'm Peter Wharf.